AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama apologized to Doctors Without Borders today for the American air attack that killed at least 22 people at its hospital in Afghanistan. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the U.S. also accepts responsibility for the attack.
When we make a mistake, we're honest about it. We own up to it. We apologize where necessary, as the president did in this case. And we implement the kinds of changes that make it less likely that those kinds of mistakes will occur in the future.
The Coast Guard says the search for 32 crew members still missing from that U.S. container ship that went down near the Bahamas during Hurricane Joaquin last week will end at sundown. One crew member in a survival suit has been found. Captain Mark Fedor says the Coast Guard did all it could to find the others.
I want the families to really know how committed we were to finding their loved ones.
Pastor Robert Green, the father of missing crew member LaShawn Rivera, says he and his wife haven't given up hope.
We still have faith. We still believe that God is able to rescue our son.
Authorities say the gunman who fatally shot 9 people at an Oregon community college last week killed himself in front of his classmates after 2 police officers wounded him. But investigators have not yet shared any motive for the killings. Eastern Kentucky University has canceled classes and shifted a home football game to another campus, all because of escalating threats after graffiti was discovered that threatened to kill all this week. A Chinese immigrant who authorities say butchered 5 relatives with a meat cleaver will serve at least 125 years in prison after pleading guilty today. This is AP Radio News. More legal problems for comedian Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby has failed in an attempt to make a molestation lawsuit go away. A judge in Santa Monica, California, has refused to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a woman who claims that the comedian molested her at the Playboy Mansion in the 1970s. Judy Huth says she was just 15 when this happened. The lawsuit was filed last December. Lawyers for the 78-year-old comedian sought to get the case kicked out on a technicality, saying a previous attorney named Cosby in the suit when he should not have been identified. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Streaming music company Pandora says it's buying ticket seller Ticketfly for $450 million. It's a deal that the two companies see changing the way fans find new music, learn about concerts, and help artists plan their tours. After a seesaw day, the stock market ended with the Dow up 122 points, NASDAQ up 43. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.